over the next several years, in the work process of our research, we discovered the secret of the unicorn. We discovered that unicorns, in fact, had been real and had once existed. And as the whole thing unfolded, it became apparent to us that we knew something that nobody had known in hundreds of years, which is how to bring them back.
And, so and unicorns, we book,
that's what we was,
unicorns we thought of as being horses.
Well, the question is, who's we there? Throughout all of history, unicorns were never thought of as being horse-like. If you look at the medieval tapestries, which is probably the most famous imagery, they are definitely not horses. For example, they always have cloven hooves. They have bearded chins. They have little tufted tails. There's really nothing horse-like about them, except that they have kind of four legs and hooves, but they're not horse hooves, you know. They're, what they really look like is sort of a kind of a glorified goats, at least the medieval version. But if you go back further in history, you find that unicorns look like various other species of animals, antelope in some times, rams in other times, cattle, bulls in other times, deer in China, in the Orient. The point is that the unicorn is not a species, and that was where we really got the clue from, and that's where everybody had gone wrong. They were expecting some kind of a species. But in fact, we were talking about a phenomenon, a unique phenomenon, like talking about an albino, say, you know. You know, you go out and you say, oh, well, you know, we're going to go out and see if we can search for an albino. An albino what, you know?
Right.
And it's the same kind of thing with the unicorn. A unicorn is a single-horned variant of any type of horned animal. But it has to be produced artificially. It's a process. It's an art form. And that's what makes it so fascinating, which is why, of course, it has been discovered and lost many times throughout history, because it's been a secret. It's been a very closely guarded secret, because such creatures were so mystical and magical and valuable that nobody was going to just sort of, you know, broadcast how they did it kind of thing, you know.
Well, how many unicorns did you end up making?
Let's see. I believe that the total figure altogether was about 9. Yeah.
And did you sell the most of them and just keep one or two?
Well, no, we didn't really sell any of them. We set up a 4-year exhibition and lease contract with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. But we kept the rights and the actual ownership of all the animals. And that was the first ones were born in 1980. And eventually, you know, they all grew old and had their amazing lives and died. We kept several at home as pets because we just thought they were so neat. They were really amazing animals. And the very last one just died about 2 years ago at the age of 17. And that was the final one. And we haven't really done any more since then because that was enormously time-consuming part of our life. It was all we did for many years.